Come as you please.
Thank you. I should like to ask, how do you think that we could help our children best? Those who feel the pressures of living in two cultures.
You see, this is the crucial question regarding culture itself. Unless we understand what culture means and how far accommodative the very culture in itself can be, how it is made, the factors which mold cultures, we can't answer this question without going into better, wider understanding of the word culture. Culture is gradually molded out of many available factors, and it's an ongoing process which could be referred to a sort of evolutionary process in which coercions do not play a role. Natural selection perhaps is the more important factor in designing cultures and adopting certain features. This can be done best in free societies of free options. Wherever there are restrictions, either from the non-religious forces or from religion, the cultural progress comes to a standstill and it remains fixed within a certain pattern. Look at the history of Christianity and the role it played in Europe. As long as Christianity remained dominant and domineering in deciding the cultural behavior of our people, there was no cultural progress. But when, at a certain stage of, let's say, Renaissance, a practical rebellion took place against, not Christianity I should say, but the misconceived Christianity or over-interference of religion into human social patterns. From then on, the culture begins to take shape on a different pattern altogether, and fully so. In this, just one single ethnic group does not play a role, not always. The British culture has its influences from the north, those who ruled Great Britain, except the western part, Wales and the areas in the west, which remained adamant, resistant to the northern influences, which came from, let's say, numbers from Norway and Finland and others. So the point is, they left an indelible mark on the British culture, and so also parts of Christian conduct left a portion of its cultural preferences and behaviors. And other when the British came into contact with the rest of the world, that contact also brought about changes in their cultural behavior. Now, although they were there as colonials in most of the parts of the world, they were more selective and less given up to accepting changes. But in the role of the absolute rulers, still they were influenced by certain behaviors. And they brought gradually those elements of so-called foreign cultures into the behavioral pattern of the British people. Now, this is how I understand culture. If at any stage of history the British shut the doors to all foreign influences of culture, that would not be to their advantage or to the advantage of free advancement of society at all. In some cases, you have been accepting them. In some others, you have been rejecting them. In some cases, where the differences lie within the four walls of Europe, you know the differences, yet somehow you shut your eyes to them. their cultural behavior is different from yours or from the people of the Northern Europe or the people from the Southern Europe. Italian culture has its distinct flavor and behavior. Spanish culture has its own distinct behavior. And they have been keeping loyal to those cultural values wherever they went. Like the Chinese. There are certain people, you know, who are very sort of partial to their own ways of life, and they build protective insulating cells around them. That is why the Chinatowns, the Italian townships, although they are not called Italian, but they somehow gather together to make an area of predominantly Italian flavor. But they are accepted. The cultural differences are never highlighted. Their children also face certain problems. And the other children's, where there is a mix-up, and there always is some mix-up because perfect insulation is not possible. They face the problems, but nobody raises an eyebrow. But when it comes from an area which is supposed to be inferior to the area where you belong, there the latent racism begins to work and it becomes operative, but under beautiful excuses and wonderfully disguised phrases. This is a poor child, you know, he's from Pakistan. He's prevented from being nude in the presence of other children. How odd he would feel. Why not? Permit him to do. And is it the parents who are playing their restrictive role in this? So all these questions, as you come across, seem to have some logic. But when you study the issue of culture as such and understand it in relation to its progress and evolution and development in history, then you will come to find that these questions are too small and practically meaningless. Let them have the right of feeling free to live, to dance with others or not to dance with others, to bathe with others or not to bathe with others, what difference would it make? It doesn't hurt or should not hurt anyone else who does not agree with this mode of life, except again there is a latent hint of racism, a sort of sense of superiority. They have come to our country and they don't give in to our ways of life, while they never themselves consider whether this part of the culture, this part of their culture is in itself good or bad for them. Such issues could be raised. Maybe if you had given a free hand to foreign cultures to flourish together with a free choice, maybe you could learn some from them instead of forcing them to learn it from you. I remember when, at that time it was not a very serious issue, when I was a student here between 1955 and 57, when you were still learning. There I was very fond of squash, and naturally, you know, even before or after the game, you would take a bath. Before, to keep others safe from your contaminations. And after that, naturally from your own contamination, yourself with perspiration and things. And every time I went there, everybody else was stark naked. And sometimes there were also no available curtains for anybody to draw across if he felt embarrassed. So what I did, I took my own very large bath towel and always hung it in front of the small shower room which I used. People in the beginning, you know, used to raise their eyebrows, what was happening.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised to learn that after a passage of time, there were many students who joined me and they stopped bathing in the presence of others. Now, when you go deeper into the psychology of this, then you realize that it was evolution of human society which gradually added the elements of coyness and shyness which was found absent in the animal kingdom. So the first direction of civilization was definitely towards cover-up, covering yourself, behaving differently in public while feeling free at your own home, and within the home circles, behaving differently in the presence of children and when they were not present and so on. So we learned these values after the evolution of civilization of thousands of years or even more. Yet when we reach a stage where suddenly a voice is raised that you are at liberty to do whatever you like, all these meaningless things, the religion plays less and less role in on your moral life, then these restrictions are chucked away as the remnants of the past, meaningless. But they are not meaningless. And this is the point which I was trying to demonstrate to you, that within their hearts, these boys who were free to continue to be naked, there was that element of the cultural preference. They did feel that I was right. They should not be seen by every other A, B, C, D while they were bathing, because there are areas where you feel will genuinely want to be more private. And this is still found in your behavior of going to toilet, public places of toilets, etc., which is becoming less and less restrictive and meaningful, particularly in America. The level of doors is being raised so high now that any man with shorter stature could see across as to what was happening within. But they don't care. So are we moving in the right direction or not? This is the question. And my advice to the Western societies, wherever I go this question is raised of course, is to be more large-hearted about it. Let these boys and girls stick to their values. If your values are more powerful, they will ultimately be influenced. If you have to learn something from them, then learn it freely. Don't restrict yourself.